Task 4. You will hear a man talking to a bank clerk about opening a new account. 4A. First, you will have some time to look at questions 1 to 7. Pause recording for 30 seconds. Now listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 7.
Hello, Mr. Prestwick. Please take a seat. So you're interested in opening a student account with us?
Yes, that's right. You were recommended as the best option in the Student Union Gazette.
Thank you. That's good to know. We're pleased to say that just over 2/3 of your fellow students bank with us. Now, let's get down to looking at some of the details on the form you sent us. Now, you said here that you wanted to open a student account, but you might also want to keep in mind other more long-term ones. Perhaps it's not terribly relevant right now, but you may have noticed that we offer highly competitive interest rates on longer-term investments.
Yeah, I looked at that briefly, but I'm on a tight budget at the moment, and I might even need to go overdrawn at some point. Can I do that?
Yes, you can borrow up to £250 without paying interest. It's all in the leaflet which accompanies the form.
I'm afraid I haven't had much time to read it, what with moving house and keeping up with the coursework.
Well, there's a minimum charge of 0.5% interest per annum on the amount you borrow, up to the sum of £1,000, which is favourable in comparison to rates in other banks, and then it increases to 1.6% if you exceed this limit. Naturally, you would have to talk with us before you reach that point.
That sounds fair. Just going back to those other accounts, how do they differ?
Basically, they are all savings accounts, which means you won't be able to withdraw your money without a penalty. But the longer you keep your money in, the more interest we offer. The main three accounts are the short-term saver, which lasts for a year and earns you 2.75% per annum. The next one is the two-year medium-term saver at a yearly rate of 3.7%. And lastly, if you can leave your money in for 5 years, you get back our highest rate of 4.15%. That's our long-term option.
I remember that for future reference when I've got enough money to save.